The Peter Robinson Project of Canada in 1825. Peter Robinson, as a Canadian official, they thought that he could bring over a group of Irish in Upper Canada to answer a couple of different issues that were going on at the time. Upper Canada, as we now know, Ontario and the north shore of Lake Ontario, was still sparsely populated. They saw this land as a possibility of start settling that shoreline. They did a pilot project in 1823. They were able to convince over 400 people to come in and were very successful. So when Peter Robinson started the second project, the full-scale project in 1825, it had a reputation that it would be successful. When Peter went to recruit in Ireland for this second wave, he found 50,000 people applied for the project that wanted to come over. Well, he was not prepared. The British government was not prepared to finance this type of project. So he had to whittle down the prospective folks. Peter Robinson also was keenly aware of the reputation of the Irish through the British authorities, the reputation not being good, that there were rebels, they were drinkers, and there were problems. Peter Robinson did not want to bring that into his home country of Canada. So his criteria that he set up was that they had to be good folks, it had to be a family unit, and they had to be productive. And it turned out that they were Roman Catholic. That was the group that was suffering the most and needed the most assistance. So as he recruited, that was a criteria used. He came up with 2,024 people to bring over. He commissioned 9 ships in 1825, and they set sail in the month of May, all 9 ships. They come over, they come up the St. Lawrence River, they disembarked at Quebec City, and then continued up the St. Lawrence on steamboats to Montreal. They eventually went to Kingston, just past the Thousand Island region. And at that point, these 2,000 Irish settlers were stopped by the Canadian government. And they said that you have to wait here for Peter Robinson to come. Peter had other business to take care of before he left Ireland. He went to London and he had to go to the town of York, which we know today as Toronto. And that was his home area. He eventually went to Cobourg, and the area that he was going to settle them in was a place called Scott's Plains, and it was just a little inland from Cobourg going north. He went and he made sure the route was good. Once that was settled, he went down to Kingston to get these 2,000 Irish that were waiting for him, and they had waited about 2 months in tents in that area, in the Kingston area. Once Peter arrived, he brought him up Lake Ontario to Cobourg, and they went north into Scott's Plains. And there he started the settlement project in and around Scott's Plains and set them up with 100 acres, cow, a shanty, seed, farm implements, everything they needed to survive for 1 year. After that first year, they were on their own. Immediately within this first year, it turned out to be successful. People were being productive. People were feeding their family. The economy in that area was starting to grow. So it was a very successful project. And the Irish were so appreciative of Peter Robinson that they named a town after him after that first year. And today we know that town as Peterborough, Ontario. The Canadian government had a purpose in allowing this to occur as well. The Canadian government's thoughts, which really was under British rule, in 1825, we were just 11 years off the War of 1812 with the United States. And during that War of 1812, which ended right at the end of 1814, and really some of the battles did go into early 1815, the United States had been in Canada to do some of these battles, and a large part of that war took place on the Great Lakes. So their concern through the early 1820s that the United States was going to invade Canada. What had already occurred is the United States had done their Louisiana Purchase. They had made their westward movement. They had gone to the Pacific Ocean. They were fearful that the next move the United States would make would be to go north and take Canada. So the Canadian buy-in for this, and again, it's through the British government, was to start populating that northern boundary between the two. And they felt that if they populated this area, that these new immigrants would fight for their land and they would defend it until the British regulars could get there and take over the war. So they were looking at these folks to be a first responder militia as well. Although there were some minor skirmishes across the border lines, right up in, even into the 1830s, but it never mounted to any type of war that the United States was looking, as we know, to take Canada. I am Mike McCarthy, historian and author. The book is From Cork to the New World, A Journey for Survival, published in 2009. The backdrop covers all these political issues and the Peter Robinson Project going into Canada. It is a story about the people leaving Ireland, the conditions that they left, their voyage across, coming up the rivers, settling in Kingston for that summer, and then eventually settling on the land in and around Peterborough.